Conservative radio host Mike Porcaro says Republicans who are skeptical of the vaccine don't all think alike. Some on the far right don't trust the science or feel it's not necessary for them individually, he says. There's also the more extreme view.
Or they don't want to get the vaccine because, and I've heard this on my radio show, that there's some sort of chip in it.
A full 45% of Alaska's Republicans told pollsters in late November that they would not get vaccinated against COVID-19. That's compared to 13% of Democrats. It's not clear whether that number has changed since the vaccine rollout. There hasn't been any more recent statewide polling. Matt Larkin is a Republican strategist whose firm conducted the survey. He says based on the reasons people gave for not wanting the vaccine, he'd guess more Republicans would take it now.
If it's not so much due to any, you know, inherent anti-vaccine type views, it's more specifically around how quickly this was developed and people wanting to take a wait and see approach.
But the polling shows that Republicans are also less likely to report getting flu vaccines, which weren't developed so quickly. That means officials will have to do more than just convince Alaskans that the new vaccine is safe. Public opinion research in Anchorage suggests that public messaging could tie getting a vaccine with reopening the economy to get conservatives on board. Larkin says Republicans might be convinced when they see other benefits of getting vaccinated too.
I've seen some reports that airlines may require somebody to have a vaccine to travel and so on and so forth. And so those types of other things will end up having, I think, a large impact.
Health officials say that with vaccine supply still limited, there's no need to target Republicans in their messaging yet. At a press event last week, Health Department spokesperson Elizabeth Manning said an education team has ideas to convince more Alaskans to get the vaccine.
We also work a lot with trusted messengers. So we try to figure out, you know, who is it that's going to speak to that group the best.
Porcaro, the radio host, thinks that's a smart strategy. He got vaccinated on Monday, and he's trying to convince his listeners it's safe. Governor Dunleavy, the state's top Republican, said in mid-December that he would also get the vaccine when he becomes eligible, but he stopped short of recommending it for all Alaskans.
So I'm going to do what I think is best for me. I would encourage others to do what they believe is best for them.
Porcaro says that while that might sound a bit wishy-washy, it might be a coy tactic to convince skeptics to get the poke.
Alaskans are a funny group. If you tell them they got to do something, they don't want to. But if you say to them, hey, look, I'm doing this, and this is why, maybe I'll go do it.
He thinks getting Governor Dunleavy and a political rival together on camera getting a vaccine could go a long way in convincing skeptics. A spokesperson said the governor has not made any plans for such an event, at least not yet. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.